Next case on the docket is case 3686. On a motion, the commission considered temporary spacing for the development of an oil and/or gas pool discovered by the Louisiana Land and Exploration Company, number 1, Heward 41-20 well, located northeast, section 20, township 161 north, range 95 west, Divide County, North Dakota, define the limits of the field and enact such special field rules as may be necessary. But all those who wish to testify in case 3686, please rise and take the oath. You promise to tell the truth, the matter about you heard?
Thank you.
Please, examiner, my name is Ernest R. Fleck, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, appearing in this case number 3686 on behalf of Louisiana Land and Exploration Company. We'll have one witness in this temporary spacing matter. Will you state your name for the record, spell your last name, tell us by whom you're employed and in what capacity?
My name is Bill Burson, B-U-R-S-O-N. I am employed by the Louisiana Land and Exploration Company in the position of a senior geologist.
Have you previously testified before this commission as a petroleum geologist and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, I have.
Have you made a study of the geological data and information and the other data and information that's available to you from this particular discovery well, the number 1, Howard 41-20?
Yes, I have.
Have you brought certain exhibits with you today that you intend to sponsor?
Yes, I have.
Were these prepared either by you or under your supervision?
Yes, they were.
We offer the further testimony of this witness as that of an expert.
You may proceed.
All right, Bill, I'll show you what is marked as Louisiana Land and Exploration Company's exhibit number 1 and ask if you identify it and tell us some of the significant matters that are depicted by the exhibit.
On the first page is the basic engineering data regarding the discovery well, the number 1. We pronounce it Heward 41-20. The data that's shown on the exhibit showing the engineering data is pretty straightforward. What I'd like to do is proceed 2 pages further to exhibit number 1 depicting the compensated neutron formation density log. And showing the DST recoveries, the perforations, and the fluid recoveries and pressures of the test. The well was drilled as a Dupro exploration well, but there was not sufficient porosity in the Dupro, and we plugged back and completed in the Ratcliffe formation. As shown on Exhibit 1. After the recoveries of the DST were analyzed, it was decided to make a completion in the Ratcliffe, and the results of the well and of that completion are shown again back on the first page of engineering data. The well IP'd for 52 barrels a day, 221 barrels a day, and the exhibit shows 00 MCF per day, but that should be 60 MCF per day.
Excuse me, Bill, we have 2 exhibits, exhibit one, which might be confusing, so let's make the engineering data exhibit number 4.
Okay.
For the sake of the record. Go ahead.
Continuing onward, exhibit number 2 is a land map. The shaded area are leases in which Louisiana Land and Exploration has an economic interest. I don't have a precise schedule of the terms of the leases, but the shaded area is the area in which LL&E has a mineral interest. And shown in the center is the proposed spaced area surrounding the discovery well, the 4120 Heward. On exhibit number 3, the structural elevation as interpreted from the seismic data is shown. The numbers that are shown on the contours represent time measurements of seismic events, which our geophysicists and engineers feel is an accurate representation of the structural elevation of this case in the Bakken, which is a somewhat lower stratigraphic horizon, but the Bakken structure is considered to be representative of the Ratcliffe structure.
What are your recommendations for spacing pattern for this field?
We recommend that 160-acre drilling and spacing units be assigned by the commission on a temporary basis.
Did you give a datum for that initial reservoir pressure?
Yes, the date is 7437 feet.
Recognizing that you don't have a great deal of information concerning this newly discovered reservoir, do you feel that 160-acre spacing pattern would be appropriate at this time?
Yes, I do.
And in view of the fact it's a temporary spacing pattern, infill wells can always be drilled at a later date, is that right?
Yeah, yes, they can.
And do you feel a spacing pattern of this kind would protect the relative rights and prevent waste?
Yes, I do.
And would it prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
With respect to the various field rules, do you recommend that such be similar to those in other comparable Madison formations?
Yes, standard 160-acre spacing.
We offer in the evidence Louisiana Land Explorations Exhibits 1 to 4, both inclusive.
Exhibits 1 through 4 received. Questions from Mr. Burson.
Yeah, Bill, what's the current production of the well?
Well, it IP'd at 52 barrels a day. It has fallen off somewhat in terms of the oil recovery. The oil recovery per day now is about 30 barrels a day, but the total fluid still remains high if you add in the oil and the water. So we have quite a reservoir here. It's just the oil cut is not as high as we would like, certainly.
Bill, on your calculations here, this thing calculates fairly wet, 70%. I was just curious, what did you use for an RW in this calculation?
I believe we used 0.02.
Are you using the flared gas or some of the gas to fire the treated iron on, Bill?
I don't know what the exact status of the gas is. I believe it's just flared. I don't think they're using it for the treater, but I could be wrong. I could research that and get back, certainly.
Okay. One other comment. Do you have any suggested field name for this?
We have some staff people in our office that have done a lot of work, and if it pleases the commission, the Sadler Pool or Sadler Field, S-A-D-L-E-R.
Thank you.
Doug, did you have any questions? Any other questions about staff? Any other testimony, case 3686? Now we'll close the hearing. Thank you, gentlemen.